Welcome to KJV Cafe. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen. Each episode of the cafe is dedicated to studying the Bible verse by verse from Genesis through Revelation. Your host here at the cafe is Bible teacher Clark Covington. Looks like the coffee is hot and ready, so let's get started.
Amen. Thank you for joining me. It's good to be here today. I don't know why, but I was about to be like, goodbye. I don't know why I was thinking that, because sometimes I'm thinking about two or three things at once. Okay. And I can barely walk and chew gum. I can't even chew gum. I get hiccups. But anyways, all right. Good to be here. See, we're pretty much unedited, in case you wonder. We're not, you know, taking this stuff out. This is the good stuff. Shows you we're all human over here at the cafe. I'm going to start here. I'm going to remind you to subscribe to our podcast if you haven't already. Check us out on YouTube and check out the Weekend Edition, a 30-minute podcast on Fridays and Saturdays. Just search KJV Cafe Weekend Edition, your favorite podcast app, and that thing will come up as well. I'm going to start today by reading all of Genesis 5, because I was going into some verses in Genesis 5 yesterday and then making some points. But let's just read this, and forgive me if I butcher a few names here or there, but that's kind of, you know, just par for the course with some of these names. But Genesis 5, this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years, and he begat a son in his own likeness and after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years, and begat Enos. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. And Enos lived after he begat Canaan 815 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and begat Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begat Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared 830 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years and begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, "The same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed." And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. That is Genesis 5, friend. We got through it. Amen. We're going to take a break. I'm going to catch my breath, and we'll come right back.
You're listening to KJV Cafe. We encourage you to look us up on your favorite podcast app and subscribe to our channel on YouTube. Now let's get back to some more in-depth Bible study.
All right. Amen. Now you may have been like, hey, what? I'm tuning out here. Everybody's being born and begatting. There's a lot of begatting going on. But this is so incredibly important in Genesis 5. I mean, there's so much that we can learn from this. It starts reminding us that we are made in God's image. So in the book of the generations of Adam, in the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. So we see that we're reminded that we're made in God's image. And it also says here, male and female created he them in Genesis 5 too, and blessed them. So we are blessed by God in him creating us. And God, nobody blesses like God. No one can come close. You know, the goodness of God is so profound. It's indescribable. He is so good. When you have it good with God, and that means fellowship with him, right? You're not living perfect. You're just living repentant. You know, you're going to him every day saying, Lord, just, you know, I'll use me. And you're obedient to him. You're submitted to him. You surrender to him. You're staying in his will, his way. You know what? It's the best way to live. It's the most joyful way to live. I love Psalm 16:11. I've been repeating it to myself a lot as the Lord's been helping me with some things lately. Physically, I've been getting a lot better than I had been for a long time. And I've just been blessed by my fellowship with God, even when I was sick. But now I've been thinking a lot about it. Psalm 16:11, thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Man is blessed by God. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. He shows us the path of life. And there truly are pleasures forevermore, eternity, as we spend time with God. Only the best thing that you like in life, right, was made by God. How much more can he bless you? Think about that. All right, moving right along here in Genesis 5, what else do we see? We see that 130 years old when he has Seth. We mentioned that. It's kind of a waypoint here. We see Seth is made in Adam's own image. And so that's really interesting. We see in Genesis 5, in the days of Adam, after he begotten Seth, were 800 years. Here we go. Genesis 5:3. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness and after his image and called his name Seth. So now we see, wow, what do we see? We see a son in his own image. Doesn't that sound familiar, right? So we see God's poetic hand at play here, helping us to understand that God made Adam in his image and Seth is made in Adam's image, which of course is made in God's image, right? And so just as we talk about how the sinful aspect of man has been passed down from generation to generation, we also see that man still, even to this day, is made in God's own image. When you see the beggar on the street, when you see the person that had been, you know, caught for doing something bad, when you see the person that is your worst enemy, just remember they are made in God's own image. Okay, so we see here Adam and Eve had a lot of kids. I'm not going to reread the whole genealogy, but they lived 930 years, at least Adam did. And what happened here after they lived? I love this in verse 5. All the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Like, if there's any doubt that sin leads to death, Moses, the writer of Genesis, puts that doubt to bed by saying, and he died. And we know that there's another one there later on, Enoch, right? What happened? He was not. He was taken by God. Okay, amen. He 365 years and he was out. God took him, amen. Verse 23 of Genesis 5, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Isn't that interesting? Enoch walked with God, and God took him. He didn't experience death. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to experience even, you know, whatever you want to call the Christian dying, you know, passing on, you know, going over the Jordan, whatever you want to say. I'm fine if the Lord comes in the rapture and just takes me home. And that's what I believe will happen. That's what I'm holding out for. Amen. Is him coming. Not just me, though. I want to bring all my loved ones. That's why I tell them about Jesus. That's why I live in a way, not perfectly, flawed as I am. I try to live in a way that glorifies God and points people to God so that they all come with me. Amen. You know, I want to be like Enoch and just not have to go ahead and deal with any deal of passing on. Amen. I just want to be with the Lord in the twinkling of an eye, the Bible says. But you know what? All these genealogies, and we're going to touch on this and wrap up, because what we're doing is we're getting this line, right, from Seth. That's why this is so crucial. We get a line from Seth. I don't know about you, but I'm a visual learner. So for me, when I read all this, it's almost like I'd have to write it down or put it in a chart. But good for me, or lucky for me, or blessed for me, whatever you want to say, and for you too, someone's already done that, amen? I mean, apologeticspress.org, look at their Genesis 5 chart, or Genesis 5, a timeline. It's fantastic. I mean, it's they've got these images of these individuals, Adam, Seth, and the rest, right? And we see how they overlap. And that is one of the fascinating things about this chapter of scripture, is it helps us to understand, you know, the creation story. Like, how could someone, let's say like Moses, who recorded this, how could he have known what really happened at creation? Well, how about this? Noah was born and Seth was still alive. Okay, when Noah was born, and we understand after Noah comes the flood, right? When Noah was born, Seth, the son of Adam, who was created by God, okay, was still alive, right? And so surely, I mean, when Adam died, okay, Methuselah would have been alive, I believe, even Lamech, right? Adam died at 930 years old. It looks like Lamech, Noah's dad, was born 800-something. I mean, it's incredible, but you can use these numbers. I mean, I don't know what the word is to calculate, to reverse engineer. The Bible word might be to reckon, right? You can use these numbers to learn all types of fascinating pieces of information that help us to understand how biblical history was formed, how we understand and how we realize that God's word is true, how we see this line from Adam eventually leading to Seth, to Jesus, amen. We see also Methuselah, the oldest person to ever live at 969 years. We see just all of these really cool examples. Adam was still alive when Lamech, his great-great-great-great-great-grandson, was born. Noah was born when Seth was still alive. Methuselah died in the year of the flood. And these people are the oldest people to ever live. That's what this chart says if you look it up on apologeticspress.org, Genesis 5 timeline. I've used this before in teaching and preaching. And again, I'm a visual person. So just looking at this chart helps me to understand, you know, and like another way to understand is not just the overlap of these true biblical characters, but also like, look at Enoch, you know, you see all of these long lines of life in the Bible here, living 900 years and 800 years or whatever it is, right? And then you see Enoch, 365 years, he's out, amen? He's out, he's translated. And so it's amazing that that would have been considered a very short life in that time, whereas that surely would have been the longest person that we would have ever known to live in this time, you know, in modern times, you know, in historically recorded times, which is something we'll get to because God makes a very interesting comment through his word about how long he'll suffer man, and we'll get to that at a later point. But God's word is true from cover to cover. And this genealogy doesn't just give us names and a line. It also gives us a timeline. It gives us an idea of, get this, the age of the earth. If we know that Adam came about on the fifth day of creation, then we understand the earth to be roughly this age, okay? And then we see the age of the earth from there. People say, well, how do you know the earth's only this old? And carbon dating, etc. Well, carbon dating can be flawed, and that's been seen before, and there's evidence for that. Answers in Genesis has tons of good stuff about dating and all these things. I'm not a scientist in that regard, but one thing I do know is I do know the Bible says that on this certain day, God made man, and I do know that now all of a sudden we have these dates of how long these men lived, and now I know that because we have these dates on how long these men live, now I can understand roughly how old the earth is because I can trace it back to how long these individuals lived. And so it's incredible that God provides us the details and we have these really interesting characters in here, but they died, you know, and the fact that they died is because of sin. Because while we're impressed with 900 years or more of life, God didn't intend for anyone to die. Sin entered the picture death entered the picture when sin entered the picture. Paul writes that. And so we have death entering the picture here, and we have that hammered home in the scripture, and he died, and he died. We have that hammered home. And we see here that Seth had a child about 100 after 105 years, which is similar to when Adam had Seth himself. And we see Seth lives 912 years, similar to how long Adam lived. So we see similarities there as well. I mean, you could spend a lot of time on this one chapter, just chewing the cud and look at all these numbers again, you know, charting them out, even charting them out yourself. Or if you're a spreadsheet person, putting them in a spreadsheet. It's fascinating what God will teach us as we rightly divide his word, as we simply take time. We don't just kind of glaze our eyes over and rush through it, but we take time to see what thus saith the word of God, and we'll be blessed for reading it and studying it. And we're going to get to Genesis 6 in our next episode, so tune in. Thank you for listening. Take care. God bless, and amen.
Thanks for spending time with us today at the cafe. We would love to hear from you. You can email Brother Clark directly at clark@enduringpromise.org. See you again tomorrow. Same time, same place.